Let your light so shine before men. Let your light, your conduct, your mercy, your peacemaking ability, your pure in heart, let that be seen in the light of all men, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I'm the one glorifying my Father which is in heaven by walking in mercy, walking pure in heart, having no ought, no unforgiveness, no strife and anger in my life. We are the ones that give ourselves over to that man on the mountain. And we say, Lord, we honor you today, my King. Teach me. Thank you for that perfect blueprint on how to be your disciple. The modern day church is powerless. How many weeks are there? Or how many hours are there in a week? I'm going to prove to you how smooth the devil is. How many hours are there in a week? 24 times 7. I don't have a calculator. I don't have my iPhone. Somebody figure it out. 158? I knew she had that answer. I knew it. 168 or 160? 168. I'm going to get back to that later. 168. Remind me. Somebody put a poster board at 168 so I won't forget. Jesus is calling me and you. He's calling me and you to a place of discipleship. Surrendering the supremacy and lordship of his kingdom. You can live and die saying, well, I stand on my promises in God. I'm a child of God. Sickness can't come upon me. That's fine. But if you have no substance, that statement was vanity. There is no sickness in God's kingdom, but there also is no strife in aught either. We want kingdom results without kingdom lifestyle. It amazes me, really, it amazes me at what we're taught here. We can have 16 people here on a Wednesday. Isn't it amazing? There's 168 hours in a week. 168 hours in a week. But Satan is so smooth, he's going to whisper in your ear. How many? We got 2 hours on Wednesday, 2 hours on Sunday. That's 5 hours of church. And we got Sunday night, hour 10. I don't preach long on Friday. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how Satan will whisper in the ears of the saints, at least for sure for 6 hours a week, it's family time. It's family time. And he only whispers it during those 6 hours. It's family time. But he whispered it in them 6 hours. What about the other 162? The church. And this can be taken wrong, but my heart is very clear. The church, it still says, I have to pray. I have to read. I have to. By now, we should be at a point, or our disposition isn't, I have to, but I desire you so much today, Jesus. I desire you so much today. I desire to fall at your feet in my heart, my Lord, and to tell you today, Lord Jesus Christ, King of kings and Lord of lords, I choose discipleship today. I choose to entertain. Matthew 6, it says, I go into my closet, I shut my door, and I offer up praise to you, O God. That's the desire of my heart today, Lord, is to encounter you, Jesus. He's looking for disciples. He's looking for those to enter in through the narrow gate. He's looking for those that come unto Him, hear Him, and do His sayings. When we come unto Him, and I'm almost done, and we hear Him, and we obey Him, He said, you, Melody, are a wise woman because you built your house upon the rock. Melody, when the floods come, the wind blows, your house, Melody, it won't even be shaking because that house was built on the rock. When the time came for you to be merciful, Melody, you chose to be merciful. When the time came for you to be a peacemaker, Melody, you were a peacemaker. When the time came for you to be pure in heart, you were pure in heart. You built your house on the rock. My sayings, Melody, are the rock. I promise you. When blindness comes, son, you're going to make it. When infirmity comes, you built your house on the rock and not on the sand, which is legalism and hypocrisy. You built it on a firm, solid foundation. I promise you, you're going to see yourself through it because you chose me. Psalms 91, you know my name. Psalms 91, you made me your habitation. Psalm 63, God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. Everything within me, every fiber within my spirit wants to worship you today. Everything within me. Early will I seek you, oh God, because you are the love of my life. Psalms 18 and 1, I will love thee, oh Lord. I will love thee, oh Lord, my strength. He should be our only agenda. I refuse, and Alex knows, I refuse to work like a dog, the company that I work for now. I refuse to. I refuse to be a slave to the company that I work for. I will not do it. I refuse to work like a dog. Let me tell you something, my friend. We're called to be disciples of the King. We were created to entertain Him, to love on Him, to be transformed into His image, to live and die for Him every single day of our life. Jesus said, greatness in the kingdom. You know, the best teacher in the world is not one that can break verse upon verse, chapter upon. The best teacher in the world, according to Christ's teachings in Matthew 5, 6, and 7. It's not the one that talked a lot. It's not the one that taught a lot. It's not the one that prophesied a lot. He said, if you do my commandments, listen to this. He said, if you do my commandments and teach, you will be called what? Great in the kingdom of heaven. But if you do not and what? Teach, you will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. We aspire greatness to preach and teach and minister. That doesn't teach, my friends. The fact that we walk in to that place of intimacy with Him and we surrender to His word and all we want to do is obey Him, other people take note of that. And by our doing, we teach people the ways of Christ. He said, you, my friend, will be called great in the kingdom of my Father. But if you do not, see, you teach if you do, and you teach if you don't. If you don't do, you teach whether you like it or not. On your bad day, on my bad day, I taught somebody how to have a bad day. Oh, Lord. on my good day in Christ, when I did, I taught somebody. Whether you like it or not, my friend, you're a teacher by your lifestyle, either by a good lifestyle or an inconsistent lifestyle or a terrible lifestyle. You're teaching somebody. He said, if you do and teach, you're great in the kingdom of my Father. But if you do not, you still teach, you shall be called the least. So what are we aspiring in this life? Notoriety, teachers, preachers, boldness, zeal, all that is vanity. All that is dung if it's not based on Jesus. When you speak God's word, is it seasoned with grace or is it dogmatic? Matt told me one time, a couple years ago, several times, Homer, it's all about Jesus. I salute you, my friend. It is all about Jesus. I will tell you this, and I'm coming. I want to lay my hands on some of you tonight, today, this morning, whatever, through praying in tongues and through meditation. There's a lot of revelation knowledge that I have through the Holy Ghost. But I have never found what it really is to love you until I've encountered Jesus through these intimate times these last 2 months. I have never found it so easy to be merciful. I have never found it so easy to be a peacemaker. I have never found it so easy to be pure in heart until I learned the embrace of the King. Have you noticed I've hugged a few of you? I've even talked to you. But I want to. Because if I can't love you here, I don't love him too much, my friends. No ought. Listen to these words, man. Listen. I know there's people in here that have ought. If you don't like somebody, it sounds good. Well, I just don't like them. I just know there's a little bit of cancer working in you, friends. Cancer has a beginning. And in the end, it will kill you if it's not checked in the spirit. I just rather not be. That's ought. You can dress it up any way you want to. You can cover it up with sugar. That is ought. Ought will keep you from the perfect kingdom result. I don't even want to get mad at you for a brief moment, whether the tube has toothpaste or not. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall be called children of God. Blessed are the peacemakers. This came from Jesus Christ, the man on the mountain, speaking to those who went unto him. He taught us and gave us the perfect blueprint on how to become disciples. I want this to be an ongoing thing to the day that I die. I, along with you, I want to empty myself out of all my foolishness and so be full of him where everywhere I go, they know I belong to this man named. I shouldn't have to tell anybody I'm a Christian. We should be at the place now where our disposition shouldn't be, I have to pray today. And if it is, that's fine. There's no condemnation in that, for real. But what I'm saying is, we should already be at a place where I'm going to bed at 9 o'clock. Get sleep. I'm going to hug my wife. I'm going to kiss my kids. I'm going to wake up in the morning. Because God, you are my God. early, before the dawn, early will I seek you. Everything in my being, my God, my King, longs for you in a dry and weary land. In other words, there's nothing in this world that can quench my thirst and hunger for you but being in your absolute presence, Lord. Nothing in the world, Lord, means anything to me, Lord. I will not be a slave to circumstances. I will not be a slave to anything, Lord, but I want to entertain you every single day of my life, Jesus. I'm tired of this life. I'm tired of being inconsistent. I'm tired of being moody, Lord. I want you, Lord Jesus Christ. I want to entertain you. I want you to love on me. I want to love on you. I want to tell you how wonderful and powerful and gracious I am. I want to thank you for your blood. I want to thank you for your might and your power. I want to thank you that you're my soft answer, Lord. I want to thank you that you're my wisdom, my healer, my counselor. I want to praise you today. Everything in me wants to praise you, Lord. Nothing else matters. That's the place where we ought to be. Enter ye in. Enter ye in through the narrow gate. For wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction. Perfect blueprint. You want to make it through every trial, mystery. Luke 6 lays it out a little bit better than Matthew 7. Matthew 7 says, he that hears my word and doeth my word shall be that wise man. Luke 6 says, he that cometh unto me, heareth me, and doeth my word, shall be like a man who built his house upon a rock. First qualification to be a disciple is not to hear, but to come unto him in heart. Just be quiet and hear the words of that man on the mountain. When I went to that couple last week after church, and I meant it from the midst of my heart, I said, thank you for your living testimony without preaching. Thank you. Thank you. They said very little to me. They didn't go on and tell me blah, blah, this and blah, blah, that. They were just humbly. They just humbly said nothing. Because at the end of the day, my friends, though I pray in tongues for hours a week, and I always will, I meditate the Bible, I assimilate it, read the same book, oh, I will never stop that. But the missing element in my life was that rubbing shoulders with this one man named Jesus Christ. The man on the mountain is teaching me and you today. Do you have an ear to hear? Do you have an ear to lay down your agendas and your ambition today to entertain the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Or are we content with living an inconsistent life full of ought? And I can look at some of your eyes, eyeball to eyeball, and see some of the things that worked in me. Learn from my error, my friend. Learn from my misery for the last 20 years. Learn from my mistake. If you don't have a love for people, you have an inconsistent walk with Jesus Christ. Learn from my error. Learn from my pride. Learn from my selfish ambition. Until you entertain and you become intimate with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, the Bible won't give you what intimacy does. Tongues won't give you what intimacy does. You are the salt of this earth. The salt has lost its savor. How should it be seasoned? It is thenceforth. What's good for nothing? The salt. Who did he call the salt? Me and you. It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be trodden underfoot of men vanity. You are the candle, Miss Kathy, that has been lit. Renee, don't put that candle under a bed. But that candle's lit. Put it on the candlestand. Let it give light to all in the house and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And I'm done in 5 minutes for real. First closing. You know what? Also in these last 2 months, there's been a tremendous desire to come in this house and to hear God's word. A football player doesn't practice all week long, pump weights and run, and not want to play on Friday night. So before you tell me how well you're doing, a baseball player, my son Elijah, the one with the big body that should be playing football but loves baseball, he sleeps with his bat. He puts Lysol on his catching equipment. He can't wait to play. You labor and you toil all week long in the sweat. You want to hear the band on Friday night, man. You want the cheerleader to say, hey, look at Elijah. No, not Renee. He didn't play football. Anyway, you live for that moment, Kathy. You live for it. 2 + 2 = 4. It's not 14. It's not 22. It's 4. A disciple wants to hear the words of the kingdom. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. Jesus Christ laid the perfect blueprint for me and you to succeed as sons and daughters of the kingdom. He said, if you come unto me and you hear me and you apply what you heard, you will be a man or woman that built his house upon the rock. The rain's gonna come, Miss Melody. The winds are gonna blow, the river's gonna rise, but your house, ma'am, it won't even shake because you built it on mercy, because you built it on being a peacemaker. You built it on being meek. You hung on and you worshiped and you entertained the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And by the way, provision, it's yours because you sought first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. You'll never lack anything to drink or to eat if we fulfill the words of Jesus Christ. We don't have to be without as born-again believers. If you are, examine yourself. Examine yourself. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. If you seek Jesus, you're seeking first the kingdom of God. You found it. You live where he lives. He is the secret to the secret place. God, you are my God. Early will I seek thee. We are brothers and sisters of a kingdom. And our King is holy and magnificent. Men, you don't ever have to slip up. Women, you never ever have to slip up. Never. Not even once. Psalms 119, great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall cause them to fall. New Testament interpretation of great peace have they which live by the inward witness, for nothing shall cause you to be offended. The book of Proverbs is a masterpiece. It can sound very perverted at times if you don't know any better. And I can't go into them scriptures because there's young ladies here and I won't. It makes reference to women. But you know what Solomon is making reference to when he talks about a certain woman in, I think it's 6 or 7. He's talking about holding on to wisdom. When he says rejoice with the wife of your youth, he's not talking about a physical woman. He's talking about wisdom. You read 6 and 7, you'll know what I'm talking about when he talks about a certain anatomy of a woman. He's not talking about a woman. He's talking about wisdom. When you fall in love with a creator, doing what's right becomes easier and easier. Because we're born again, Holy Ghost-filled believers of the Most High God, sons and daughters of His kingdom, and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. If we die, if we go early, or we leave this world early, it should be because we're raptured or because we die as martyrs, not because we died of sickness. Not because we die of sickness. I promise you, and I'm done. And I love what Pastor Bronk said the other day. You got a problem with somebody? You can if you want. You don't have to go beat down on their door and tell them you had a problem with them. Lord Jesus, forgive me for my ought and my feelings towards this person. It'll go if you mean it with sincerity. That is your medication. We can't afford to be. I can't afford. I got a fruitless fig tree right now that isn't bearing any fruit. Or so in the natural. But that doesn't stop my spirit-led confessions over my fig tree. I don't have the right to say, no, I'm not doing this for you because you don't go to church, you don't serve God. I can't make him go to church, but he can't keep me from loving him and praying for him. You can be mean to you and manipulate me and lie to me all you want, but you can't stop me extending the blood of Jesus to you regardless of what you do or say or betray me or lie to me. You were mine, boy. You were born, and he's not my biological son, but he is. You are mine now, boy. You will see the kingdom of my Father. Do what you want in the natural. I can't babysit you, but I don't have a spiritual obligation to judge your lifestyle. And to cast my pearl before swine. You are my son. You are my daughter. I am your vine dresser, boy. Somebody came to me the other day, said my kids smoking dope. They were whacking out, going crazy. Okay. I had to act like I cared. I mean, I really did care, but it's just another obstacle, man. It ain't no worse than a doctor telling you're going to die. Okay, smoking dope, dying. I'll take die for $300, sir. I mean, it doesn't matter. God's word is holy, it's undefiled, it's settled in heaven, it reigns supreme, it doesn't change. So what if the report is negative? So what if I go back to a follow-up? I got a follow-up Tuesday and Wednesday. So what if I get a bad report? God's word's holy, it's undefiled, it's settled in heaven, it remains forever. So what? So what? So what if I fall short in 2 years? So what if I fall? So what? It doesn't change his word. It just means that I didn't quite believe it. It's not God's fault. We have to have the disposition where we go head first at the giant and not shake in our armor. There were thousands of Israeli soldiers, of Jewish soldiers, of soldiers that day when David fought Goliath, thousands, and yet only one knew his covenant in God. One. All it takes is one to be a champion for Jesus. All it takes is one disciple to bring a revival. You can be that champion. You can be that disciple when you choose the words of the man on the mountain. When you choose to come to him daily to hear him and obey him. Entrepreneurship, teaching, preaching, prophesying, all that should be a fruit of your meekness and your discipleship as we entertain the Son of the Living God. If you put the cart before the horse, you're wrong. He will direct your path as you become that disciple daily. He will put his desires in your heart. Don't desire greatness. Don't desire riches in this world as a believer. Desire the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Desire to be called his disciple. Amen. Mr. Matt, just bow your heads with me, please, as Matt. Father, we bless you. We praise you, Jesus. Father, you know my heart today, Lord, is just to exhort and edify and to help the saints, Lord, deepen their walk, their roots with you, Lord Jesus. My conscience is clear, Lord, and my heart is pure this morning when these matters, Lord. I just know what you've done for me the last 2 months. I know what you've done, and I'm so grateful, Lord, that I didn't know this place existed in you. My prayer is, Lord, that my brothers and my sisters, Lord, they open up their hearts, that they come unto you first, Lord. They say within themselves, Lord, forgive me. I choose to come unto you and hear you and do your sayings, Lord. I want to be known as a woman or man of God that live to bring you glory. If that's you this evening, I'm not going to keep you long. I'm not really going to say much. I just really want just a grace line just to lay my hands on you this evening, man. If there's aught or unforgiveness in your heart, or there's something been working in me mightily the last 2 months, I just want to pray for you. I just want to lay my hands on you this evening. I'm not here to judge you. I don't want an explanation. I just know what's working for me right now. And it's going to work in me for the rest of my life. So as Matt gets something ready for us, and I want to ask you just for a moment, just judge yourself. Judge your heart. Open up your heart. For a minute or two, just judge yourself. And really, there is something powerful working in me, and I give Jesus all the glory. Judge yourself. Who's the one that takes your peace? Who's the one that you see that you really don't want to embrace? Who's the one? Who's the one that I really can't stand, but I think I love? Judge yourself. Few more moments. Don't let Satan manipulate your mind. really want to lay my hands on you. Not yet. Promise I won't keep you long. I know it's probably late already. Let freedom, let love be the greatest power in your life. Let Jesus reign supreme in your being. Be a wise man. Be a wise woman that built their house upon the rock. So if that's you today, and there's a few in here today, now whether you choose to come unto him, whether you choose to be honest with yourself, that's completely up to you. But if that's you today, I'm going to ask you to come on up and let me lay my hands on you. So let me just lay my hands on you. I will never force anybody. I could even call you out by name and eyeball to eyeball. But I won't, because if you're not coming to him, then it'd be vanity. It would be absolute vanity. You got to be willing to come unto him. Ought and unforgiveness will keep you in an absolute prison forever. I'm going to wait some more. Forgiveness, strife, and anger. I was in this line 2 months ago, right in my bedroom. I was in this line, just me and the Lord. I didn't like some of you in here. Ooh. I let Satan manipulate my mind. Well, you don't hate him, you just don't like him. I bought it. For how long? Oh, 20 years. But then I had a compassion for you in my heart. Sickness, Miss Gay, it started to leave me. My eyesight started coming back as a compassion rose inside of my being for you. Anyone else before we go on any further? Anyone else? I know pride is knocking on the hearts right now. If you said one time today, it's not me, then my friend, it was you. It's not me, I don't need it. Some of you might be free. But if you talk to yourself that it's not me, but that's okay, because you're here today in the house of God, spending time with Jesus. That's all that matters. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I would ask you kindly, no mandate, no legalism. Go to Matthew 5, 6, and 7. Read it. Pray in the Spirit. Read it. Pray in the Spirit. When the first, I know I'm going a little longer, I'm sorry. I really am, I'm sorry. But first one says, of chapter 5, and seeing the multitude, he went up into a mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he taught them, saying, through imagery, put yourself at the foot of the mountain as he talks to you on an intimate level. Or all you want is to be mentored and discipled by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It will bring a freedom and an absolute healing to your being in every single aspect. You'll learn to not judge. There's nothing wrong with judging or beholding as long as you're judging and beholding yourself. But you'll learn that regardless of what a doctor tells you, regardless of what your children do, regardless of what they don't do, you'll learn first and foremost, nothing is judged in the natural. We continue to quote God's word over our circumstances, and we will always win, because there is no loss or defeat in Christ Jesus. Discipleship by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. I pray to God, and I thank you, dear, that you felt something today or that you learned something today from the Holy Ghost. Just prepare your hearts this evening to give today. I ask you again as a family. I ask you, there's no legalism, we know that, but come join us on Wednesdays, man. We got a guest speaker coming south of LaBelle. We're going to fly him in on a plane. He's a very sweet man. And I heard from several people. Now, nobody will ever say that this person did a bad job. But I heard people say over and over again how awesome he did. So I'm going to sit down Wednesday right there and eyeball him the whole time, try to get him nervous to see how he does. So I'm going to ask you, come support this sweet man here Wednesday night. I'm going to be here. We're a family, man. We all have the same heart and one purpose. That's to be discipled by Jesus Christ and to allow the Holy Ghost to edify us, exhort us, and to comfort us. So prepare your hearts as we so into excellent ground here. Excellent ground. It is excellent ground. Where are we at, 36 or 100? I don't know, but we're going to the high number. I don't know where we're at. I know we're above zero and under 100. We're somewhere in the middle. But I can tell you we serve an awesome man of God. Serve under an awesome man of God. Awesome man of God. They just don't come like him and Miss Candy no more. They just don't come. You know what I like about Pastor Bronk the most? That he does and teaches. You never hear him talk about anybody. When he counsels me, he is very patient on how to answer every question that I have. He is quick to listen and slow to speak, and he's slow to wrath. He is patient to answer because he wants to hear the wisdom of God. And if a man is that wise and that dead, you better believe that whatever is put into these offering buckets is spent wisely to keep the AC going. Keep the bills paid. This is excellent ground, my friends. Excellent ground. Excellent soil to sow your seed. So stand with me, please. Hallelujah. Can somebody tell me what time it is, please? 12:30. I'm sorry. I think Melody shot a couple of spitballs at me to be quiet, but she missed. So guys, really, I love you guys with all my heart. And you know what? Next Sunday, I'm going to love you a little bit more. And then the Sunday after that, I'm going to love you a little bit more. Amen. And then a little bit more. Amen. Then I'm going to love you so much, you're going to buy me a ribeye. at Outback's. I'm going to love you so much more. You're going to take me to Chris Root's Steakhouse. And then after that, you're going to send me to a Miami Dolphin game with complete attire. Then after that, you're going to foot my salary where I don't have to work anymore and stay in there and pray all day long. Amen? All I heard was a woo! I didn't hear an amen. Hallelujah. Let me tell you one thing. My place is not selling propane, my friends. My place is not to be behind a computer working like a dog for 9 or 10 hours a day. My place is to do what that man does. To seek Jesus Christ and to become his disciple. That's coming. I don't want to work no more, but I got to because I got 6 mouths to feed and a wife that likes to eat. Anyway, hallelujah. Great value. If you heard anything today here, great value. I love you so much. Jesus loves you, and he's waiting for you, man. Go unto him. God bless you. Bring up your offering, and we'll see you Wednesday. Hallelujah.